Chapter 8. How to Deliver Feedback. The Challenges of Speaking Your Mind. Who looks forward to bad news?
No one.
And yet, every now and then, we need to break bad news. Reds do this best. They'll just come out, say it, and then move on. However, feedback is difficult to give and receive. When delivered badly, it will leave you feeling sick. The solution for many managers seems to be not to give any feedback. We don't know how to give either positive or negative feedback, so we ignore it. There are many wrong ways to give positive or negative feedback. Negative feedback is usually the most difficult. If you can manage to deliver that, then you can probably manage the positive. The following advice works just as well for your private life as for your work life. The only thing you need to know is what color it's aimed at. How to give feedback to a red. Good news. You don't need any great skill to give negative feedback to a red. The only thing you need is some personal protection because the temperature in the room will rise. If a red doesn't respond to what you say, you should worry. Either he's ignoring you and what you're saying, or he's seriously ill. When you're criticizing a red, don't gift wrap it. It's enough of a challenge to get through to him because he always believes that he's right and you're wrong. Give real examples. Although reds are efficient at getting things done, they can also be quick to blame others. Break things into tiny pieces and give examples. Keep to the facts. A red is not interested in people's feelings. As he prefers facts and sees himself as an excellent problem solver, make him the key to solving the problem. By refusing to accept a red's bad behavior, you can manage his anger and deliver your feedback. Gradually, he'll learn that he has to control himself. Giving feedback to a red looks like a violent argument, so it's important to pause if you're going to make progress. Do this by asking the red to repeat what you've both agreed on. Conclusion. Try not to give negative feedback to a red if you're not feeling strong that day. Prepare yourself extremely well. You need to be full of self-confidence, so choose your time carefully. A red is always strong, always full of self-confidence, so for him, it doesn't matter. Be careful, as he might start accusing you of different things that make him feel like he's won the argument. How to give feedback to a yellow. Yellows would change things all the time if they could. So you would think that accepting feedback can be a way to start improving things. But this isn't how it works with yellows. They're only in favor of change if it's their idea. Criticism from the outside isn't always well received. In giving negative feedback to a yellow, you need to make a plan and follow it. Then give very real examples of behavior. It's important to get him to recognize and accept the message. If you don't recognize a problem, you don't need to solve it. However, be aware that he might not really be listening. Criticizing a yellow is difficult because he takes things personally and defends himself strongly. He thinks you've suddenly become enemies. So you have to explain that you don't dislike him, only his behavior. Ask the yellow to repeat what you've agreed and follow up as soon as you can. You might have to follow up several times to make sure he has really made a change. Conclusion. Despite their flexibility and creativity, yellows are actually the most difficult to change. They don't listen and only make changes that they themselves have thought of. Their short memories also apply to bad feelings. Although they feel awful when criticized, they soon forget. They simply ignore everything that is difficult or unpleasant. So, if you can just accept the complaining and the upset, you can continue toward your goal. By patiently never giving up, you'll eventually succeed. How to give feedback to a green. Criticizing a green can be cruel. They'll feel bad and will simply shut down. In general, they'll think less of themselves and can be more self-critical. There's a difference between being self-critical and changing and self-critical and doing nothing about it. Many greens go through life wishing that things were different, but they rarely do anything about it and they continue to be unhappy. Sometimes it's a way to get some attention, to gain some power. There are greens who control everything and everyone in their families by simply refusing to do anything. Experts call this being passive-aggressive. If you need to give feedback to a green, here are some methods that might work. Give real examples and use a gentle approach. The difference between greens and both previous colors is that a green actually listens. He hears what you're saying and dislikes it. Relationships are important to a green, and he doesn't like to offend. You can explain how a certain type of behavior makes you sad, angry, or just generally upset. A green person will understand if you're honest about it. You'll see how a green falls apart the more you give him negative criticism, but it's important not to say things like, "Maybe it's not that bad." Be clear and go straight to the point. A hand on someone's shoulder can be enough to say, "We're still friends, but I have a problem when you do this or that." A green will accuse himself of being all kinds of stupid things when you tell him how you feel about his behavior. You might not be able to avoid him feeling upset and sorry. As with yellows, dealing with a green is like dealing with young children. The risk is that the negative feedback will damage your relationship with him. But you can solve this by quickly giving him good news and positive feedback. In this case, it's not enough just to say that you're only concerned about one issue. You need to show, not just say, that everything is going to be okay. Greens don't always write down what you say to them, so it's a good idea to check with them to make sure you've both understood the conversation the same way. We often think that others will behave the same way we would in any particular situation. Greens can be quite unclear when they speak to others and often avoid talking about the real problem. They never go straight to the point themselves, so they imagine you haven't either. Agree what the problem is and follow up. We're talking about changing something and creating a new way of behaving. And as usual, greens will try to solve the problem by doing nothing. Make sure that doesn't happen. Conclusion. You may feel guilty about giving negative feedback strongly to greens. Make sure they don't use your guilt and uncertainty as an excuse not to change their behavior. You need to stand up and deliver the negative feedback, even to the friendly greens in your life. How to give feedback to a blue. Before you try to give negative feedback to a blue, make sure you know what you're talking about. A blue knows exactly what he's done, and he has a much better eye for details than you do. So make sure you have your facts ready before the thought even enters your mind. The biggest task is finding out the details of what happened before you give any feedback. It may be a good idea to check things with other people. The blue will always have proof that what he did was correct. After all, that's why he did it. If it had been wrong, he wouldn't have done it. It's not good enough to say things like, "I think you're working too slowly. Can you please hurry up?" That's too general for a blue. The words "working too slowly" don't really mean anything. What you need to do is point to accurate examples with details. Say things like, "The latest project took 16 and a half hours too long." Then, add up the effects this has had. "We can't charge the customer for those 16 and a half hours, which means that the profit has now fallen by." This is a message that a blue might consider because it uses details. However, it would be risky to present it in a conversation. You need to have everything written down. Blues don't really trust people who talk too much. The written word immediately becomes more true in their eyes. So write down what you want to say, but check everything. And why not actually ask someone else to check the numbers before booking your meeting with the blue? A yellow and a green boss could easily put a hand on a blue's shoulder when planning to give some tough negative feedback. This is the worst way to approach a blue. He'll lose trust and won't listen the way you want him to. You should think about how a red would do things. He would get straight to the point. If you want to communicate with a blue, you need to keep to the facts. Each time you start feeling guilty about saying negative things and start saying positive things, you'll confuse him. Remember that he's not there to be your friend. He's there to do a job. It's reasonable to give him the chance to ask some questions about what you've said. You might not be able to answer all his questions, so you must simply decide how deep you want to go. Ask the blue to repeat what you've said and follow up soon after. He needs to agree that he has seen and heard the same things you have. It's very likely that he'll be able to repeat everything precisely, but it's just as likely that he hasn't properly understood the message if you were unclear at all. He understands that he should repeat what he knows you want to hear him say. But this isn't the same thing as him believing your negative feedback was important. Conclusion: it's difficult to criticize a perfectionist. He already knows the best method, and he won't change his opinion. So it's all about doing your homework very well. Remember that, although it may be difficult to get a blue to respond to feedback, he has no problem criticizing others. He sees all the mistakes everyone else makes, and he'll likely point out your mistakes when you least expect it. Not because he's being unpleasant, but just because you've made some.